You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy. So now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
Oh yeah, happy Friday, Australia. Good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
Why is your voice breaking,
mate? Oh, because it's Friday afternoon and I'm ready to party.
Oh, me too, Buzz.
I know.
Speaking of voices breaking, I went to like a birds and the bees-esque talk at Ollie's school the other day.
Still trying to work it out, mate.
I didn't realise not every boy's voice breaks in that comic traditional way that everyone talks about, where for a while you're like, ooh.
So I will admit that I used to copy, like when voices had started to break, I want to pretend like it was happening to me as well. And
oh
so I'd like throw on, I would be like, yeah, guys. And it would be so over the top.
And why?
Because I just wanted to be doing what everybody was doing.
So then what happened when it actually happened? It was pretty quick?
I was 22. Because
apparently sometimes it's just really quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I was too busy faking it that some point would happen during that.
All right.
Oh, because.
Raging.
Let's just talk about it. Because you've been filthy and I think we need to air. You know this is a safe space. Just air your grievances, mate.
Well, I think it's time to let one of our team members go.
Who?
Sonda. I'm just calling it now. Sonda is no longer a member of our team.
Why? There we go.
Why?
We've got the papers here. We'll pay you out a little redundancy.
That is our executive producer. And the redundancy you have just offered her is a run sheet of today's show. So, Son, good luck feeding your small child with that.
Why are we talking about this, Carrie? What's Sonda
because
done wrong?
I feel like all Sonda does is organise things that I can't be a part of. And it's now starting to really hurt my feelings. First of all, the beginning of the year, I had a party at my house to say to the team, thank you for being so supportive while I was on maternity leave. We're back as a team. Let's have a party. Sonda didn't rock up. And then last week she sends a note around, not asking when people have free dates, just saying next Wednesday we're having a party for Buzz, you, the great man Buzz.
You, the great man Buzz.
And I couldn't go. And she knows that I couldn't go on Wednesday, but she didn't even ask for an alternative date or care.
Do you know it gets worse? Do you want another message I got?
What?
It said, hey.
that noise you just heard.
What did the message say?
The message said, hey, Carrie won't be able to come to this. We're organising it on a night that she can't come.
But
can you make it?
No, you know how I know it's deliberate? Because your message also said, I plan to get effed up that night because I don't have to get up early the next morning. So you literally planned it around your drinking schedule.
So this is interesting, right? So you've decided that someone needs to go from the team and you reckon it's Sonda. But let's quickly go around the room and let's see who was at team drinks. I was there. Son, were you there?
I was.
Yeah, of course you were there. You organised it.
Buzzy?
That was my party. Of course I was there.
Yeah. Marshy?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, Belle?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Yeah. Caitlin?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
Carrie?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Carrie, were you there?
No, I wasn't.
No, but you reckon if we're going to remove one person from the team.
No! Do you know what makes it worse? She's getting personal too. The other day she says to Evie, I was thinking one day maybe we could go to the zoo. And Evie said, oh, my gosh, that would be awesome. Who? And she said, with Belle, because Belle's really been wanting to go to the zoo. And she said, what, with you and Mummy and Belle? And she said, no, just me and Belle, not Mummy. I wasn't even going to get to go with my daughter to the zoo.
Do you know what's so weird? I literally just got a message from Evie and it says, hey, Mum won't be able to come. Do you want to go to the zoo?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers. It is time for a little game that has never gone well. This is where...
Oh, no, Guess the Headline's great.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one where we had to guess who was driving in the passenger seat of that guy's car.
It was a dead woman.
It was, yeah.
And then the...
What was the other one?
It was the one that you guessed really correctly where the guy was caught cheating because his blood test came up that he was pregnant.
Yeah.
Because he'd swapped the urine out for his missus's urine.
Yeah.
And that's how he found out his missus was pregnant and he was no longer allowed to play sport. Anyway.
So the way this works is you tell me the headline of a story and I've got to guess what the story is about.
Yeah, yeah. Buzz.
Yep.
Mexican music, if you wouldn't mind.
All right, just give me a second to...
Well, he does that. Thank you. So sorry, Buzz. It's actually in Belgium.
Oh, okay. Oh.
No, it's not. It's in Mexico. Thank you.
What's Belgian music?
I think it's just people spinning windmills.
Yeah.
And eating chocolate.
Mm, it's not music.
Okay, school classroom in Mexico. A teacher did what to stop the kids cheating on their exams? Bickmore.
Installed surveillance cameras.
Ooh, good guess, but it is incorrect. Buzzy, would you like to have a guess?
Made them do the exam individually, not in
incorrect.
The classroom.
Would you like
some clues?
A little
bit
hint.
Of clues, yeah.
So the teacher was dismissed.
Oh, so something
for doing
this. Okay.
This is how Luis Juarez, Texas, treats and humiliates his class. They went on to say, and they.
Naked. Absolutely. Makes them do it naked so that
they
can't hide notes anywhere.
Oh, oh. Well, you could still hide a note somewhere. Okay, so they're all still in the class. They're all next to each other, but he's done something to stop them somehow looking at each other. How would you do that? It could potentially be humiliating.
But like blinds on their head
ooh,
or something.
Like a racehorse.
Yeah, like a, yeah,
and how
yeah,
they
race
wear
course.
Blinkers. Like, yeah. So you think blinkers of some sort?
Or a polling
that is
booth.
Correct, but that would require
a
making.
A polling booth.
That is similar not bad. A polling booth is not bad, Buzzy. Think of how you would do that on the smallest possible budget.
And would you sticky tape their eyes.
Oh, it'd be tough to write with sticky taped eyes shut. But we're in the right zone. Think of something that you could grab that would be cheap and you'd need 30 of them.
A box?
A pen.
Bickers.
A pen.
Cold. Buzz, warm.
Oh, okay.
Put a box over their head with eye holes.
Teacher stops kids cheating an exam by putting cardboard boxes on their heads.
With eye holes. Oh, my God.
And that is how you play.
Oh, that's so
I'll
funny.
Give you half the news story. You guess the second half of the news story.
That's really funny. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little here for MeBank. Break free from your existing home loan and switch to MeBank to see how much you could save. All the details you need at mebank.com.au.
Hey, Bickmore, ask me what my interest rate is on my home loan.
I bet you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
25% of people don't know.
Yep. I'm one of the idiots that could so easily save myself heaps of money by switching to MeBank, and it's easy and I just haven't done it. So if you're an idiot like me, what are you waiting for? Do it.
Speaking of someone who is not an idiot, someone who won the trip of a lifetime to go see Taylor Swift in Paris, our gorgeous Ella, who we gave a prize to last week.
Yep.
It was one of my favourite moments of doing this radio show with you so far, was giving her the surprise trip. We're going to check in with Ella in Paris and see how it's been, how the concert was.
How great. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you missed it last week, we gave away an amazing prize to an amazing young woman. We met Ella and her gorgeous mum, Tam, and we heard about Ella. It's safe to say she had a pretty tough year because...
Absolutely. And I honestly look back at this video and it still gives me chills, the delight, the joy in her face after the year she's had. We met Tam. We got Tam in on the surprise and it all went down with the help of Tam. And here is Ella winning the prize. Ella, it's you, babe. You're going to Paris.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank you.
Amazing. Oh, I'm like amazed. I've known the secret for a couple of weeks and it's been really tough keeping it a secret.
You've had such a rough trot. This is something fun to look forward to. Something good, okay?
I'm so excited. I think we'll both remember this forever, so...
How much do you love Taylor Swift?
So much. I couldn't explain it.
And she performed this week, Taylor Swift, in front of this intimate crowd.
Yep.
Ella was one of them. Ash London was there as well, and she had an exclusive chat with Taylor after the performance, which you can hear air midday on Monday. It's the only Australian interview. You hear all of her music that she played there too, which I'm sure will give you just as many chills as seeing Ella win.
Yes, but of course, Ella and Tam were there.
And she joins us now on the line from the City of Love, Paris. Ella, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I know it's early in the morning there. You've only just woken up, but we need to know all the deeds. How was it?
It was amazing. The best experience ever.
Oh, I know Taylor is used to playing stadiums all over the world, but apparently this was quite an intimate gig. Were you up nice and close?
I was very close. It was so small. I was dancing the whole time.
Oh.
I was so grateful.
Ellie, were you doing that that young girl screaming at concert thing where you just let go an ear-piercing scream?
Yes, I think I may have lost my voice.
How did your mum enjoy it?
I think she loved it too, but she was at the very back.
Sucked in, Mum. We've seen some beautiful pictures of you and her around Paris. How much fun are you having, just the two of you?
It's so much fun. My favourite's probably the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre.
And Ella, how is your French?
Oh, horrible. All I know is, like, bonjour.
Oh, that's better than me. I love my mum, but after a couple of days she gives me the shits. Is Tam giving you the shits yet?
A little bit.
Is your mum there, Ella?
Yes.
Can you put her on for one sec?
Sure. Hi, Carrie and Tommy.
Hi, Tam.
Hi, Tam.
Very early in the morning.
I know. How was it? Did Ella love it?
Yes, it was so fantastic. I feel like I've just seen her back to a bit of her normal self, and that's been so beautiful to see. And it's been really lovely just to have time with her on my own and just hang out together and have fun.
I reckon you've wasted enough time talking to us, Tam. Get out there and enjoy everything that Paris has to offer.
I think I need a coffee.
Love you guys. Have a great rest of your trip.
Cheers.
Bye.
Carrie
Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
I have some exciting news.
OMG.
Something that I've been waiting all night to tell you all. I almost got on the group WhatsApp to share it, but I decided I need to share it with the nation as well.
Okay.
Are you ready? Drum roll, please, Buzz. I have my whistle back.
Do you really?
You know how I lost my whistle yesterday?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Something weird happened where I couldn't whistle anymore. And I didn't realise I'd lost it.
I just assumed you never could.
No, I could. And then I was going to whistle on air and I couldn't whistle and it caused me so much distress.
No, I didn't ask you. You just went, I'm great at whistling.
Something happened. I thought, I don't know what it was. You accused me of getting my lips done. I hadn't had my lips done.
No, I said one of the byproducts of you definitely getting your lips done.
I haven't had my lips done.
Was that it meant you couldn't whistle anymore.
Anyway, I felt distressed.
Have you had your lips done again? And
I
now
spent
made them more
all
whistly.
Night practicing my whistle. My whistle is back, and it's back so much.
Is it wheelie back?
Yeah, it's back.
Your whistle
baby.
Is wheelie back.
My whistle is wheelie
it's back.
I want to test my whistle out.
Okay.
I want you all.
You
want
to wet your whistle?
I want to wet my whistle.
Wheelie.
Yep.
Wow.
I've got a little
Wonderful.
Opener. I've got a little opener for you. I'm all set to go. This is a fun game we're going to play as a group with some listeners.
I love it. All right.
I've lost my whistle. How do you lose a whistle?
What's happened?
What's Carrie whistling, baby? Whistling, baby. Listen real close.
Okay, so you're going to, I guess, whistle a tune.
Yep, a song. And then I want, do we have prizes? Can we give these a call or something?
Yeah,
I
got
it right, Buzz?
Yeah, a whole heap of stuff here we can give to these people.
Great, you've got no idea, do you?
No, I'm going to find it now as you whistle.
Sure, great.
You're
okay.
Going to win yourself a single, so call up now. 131060, we've got silver chairs tomorrow there. Great.
Liz, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How good's your whistle? Can you whistle?
Probably worse than yours, to be honest.
But hang on, am I getting confused? Liz just has to listen to your whistle, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to hear how bad hers was to show you her how good mine is.
Oh, you're trying to find someone out there that has a worse whistle than you. Liz, have you ever had your lips done?
No.
No, okay, well, don't do it. You'll lose your whistle.
Liz, I haven't had my lips done, but I'm going to whistle you a song and you've got to guess what it is, okay?
All right.
Okay, ready? All right. Hold on, don't make me laugh, Sonda.
Have you started yet? Or were you just warming up?
Hold on, all
oh,
of you
start.
I can't whistle and laugh. Okay.
Okay.
Good luck, Liz.
I don't know what it is.
You do.
Liz, do you know what it is?
I've got absolutely no idea.
Okay, let's go to Tom. Yeah. Let's go to Tom. Tom, are you there?
I'm here, guys.
Okay, I'm going to whistle something and you're going to tell me what song it is, okay?
Sure.
Have you got
what
it,
do
Tom?
You reckon that is, Tom?
Oh,
apart from a desperate woman with no skill.
literally nothing coming to mind.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, do you want me to give you a different song or should we go to Abby?
No, we need to know what this song is.
Abby, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, you're feeling confident, Abby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's Very aerated. Very.
Okay, I'm going to give you a clue. We were talking about the wet whistle before. Yeah. What do you need to protect you from the wet whistle?
What do you need to protect you from the wet whistle?
Oh, it's cryptic. Mm.
I don't think it's meant to be. What do you need to protect you? Oh, is it Rihanna Umbrella?
Yeah. Yay! Yeah, listen to it now. Now that you know that, listen to it. Ready?
Buzzy, have you got it there?
Yeah,
it's uncanny.
The
actually.
Bit that I was singing was the bit that I no. The bit that I was singing was under your umbrella, Ella.
Well, I'm still caught up on the clue. What you need to protect you from the wet whistle? Who's ever looked outside and seen liquid falling from the sky and gone, "Oh, it's wet whistling out there"?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
R&B Fridays Live returns this November with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent and more. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
Same, same, but backwards.
No theme this week, guys, but what I will tell you is one of the R&B Fridays Live artists is in Same, Same, But Backwards today. So there's a little bit of a hint.
Amazing.
I feel like you've been doing that every week. I feel like in what is a clear display of heavy cross-promotion on the network.
Just, I'm a network man. Just doing my thing.
Okay.
Except for when you swear and don't apologise.
That's not talking about that.
That's true. Remember when you dropped the F-bomb? Even if we played that backwards, you could still hear it.
I can't remember, to be honest. Anyway, let's talk about...
if you wanted to apologise.
Talk about Same, Same, But Backwards. It's been a riveting year. Tommy, you are on the way back.
A riveting year? Oh, huge. You're just giving a look back at the year that was.
Well, I am. I'm just reminiscing about how good Same, Same has been.
You're talking very fast. Why are you so nervous?
Because you brought up the F-word and I just need to get through this. It is 13:10 for the year. Tommy, you won last week. Let's get into song number one so I can take a breath.
Tommy's
in.
Som Ponder Replay, Rihanna.
1-0. All right.
Sorry, going to talk about a concert that's not R&B Friday.
No, that's not the artist.
We don't. The knuckleheads will run down the hallway. They'll get slamming on the... Yes. He'll hear this slapping on the glass of the studio.
Song number two.
Oh, Carrie. Bieber, What Do You Mean?
It is. Good pick.
Very good.
Such a good song, that, isn't it?
Very good.
All right, one apiece.
Is it disappointing that he's religious?
Let's go to song number three.
It's probably the... Carrie's in. Sam Smith, How Do You Sleep?
It is!
How do you
sleep when you lie to me? Anyway, should
we
go back to
that? But I feel I find Bieber fun when he's getting caught doing bad things, and I feel like that's all gone.
The uninteresting thing about it. I feel like there's other issues broader than is it disappointing that he's religious?
I was just hoping
for
more scandal.
Did you see his latest thing about he's apologising for all his actions from when he was younger?
Oh, God.
All right, so Bieber chat done?
That's boring.
Well, I know, but yeah. It's good that he's accountable.
This took a real weird turn.
You just kept playing songs backwards.
That's what Same, Same, But Backwards is.
Yeah, it's true, actually.
Carrie, you're up 2-1 here. If you get this, you win. Tommy, you get this. We go to a tie break. We still haven't heard the R&B Fridays Live artist yet.
Okay, we get it.
Could it be now? Who knows?
I know.
I don't know it.
I do.
You'll definitely know it forwards, but that's not the game.
I know it, but I don't know
it. Should I go again? Should you do
it
one more
time? Okay.
Yeah. Buzz in with your name if you think you know it.
It's a song that's out at the moment.
Good stuff.
I don't think it is because of the way
I love how Buzzy also reminded us
with your attitude today?
Of the rules there, just
Friday,
in case we'd forgotten.
For the weekend.
Guys, buzz in with your name when you know it.
Well, sometimes you shout out, when we go a second time, you shout out the answer, and then it's hard to adjudicate. I'm going to buzz you both out. Okay. Of course, the legend that is Jason Derulo.
Yes.
What a tune.
Not what I thought it was at all.
See that one live? R&B Fridays Live, tickets to Ticketmaster. Tommy, you can't win.
Not with that attitude, I can't.
All right.
I don't know if I even want to win with that attitude. Oh,
well, if no one gets this, Carrie, you do win.
Ever since you swore on air, you've really gone downhill.
Final song.
Carrie, that's the way it is. Things will never be the same, you know.
Can Tommy buzz in?
I need a title and artist for Carrie.
Buzz her out. Buzz her out.
I don't know. He's
changes two part.
It is.
That's just the way it is. Oh, because he just remained quiet. I had no idea.
See, I thought you couldn't win, though.
No, that's a draw, but it means you don't win either, to be honest. So.
Oh, I thought it was
Carrie doesn't understand draws.
I thought it was a non-like answer, so I didn't think it mattered. I just gave that to you. That was really annoying.
Next week I'll explain more of the rules.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I just have a little question here.
Just one little question.
I just have one little question. I don't know.
That's a head scratcher.
Yeah, that is a tricky one.
Let's find out, shall we?
Carrie and Tommy's Little Questions.
Yeah, parents around the country, they have that awful feeling when their child asks them a question that they don't know. Well, that is where Tommy Little is here to help. Register your question at carryingtommy.com.au and your child will be walking away with a Space Talk watch, keeping families connected and kids safe, available at JV Hi-Fi and spacetalkwatch.com.
And I got off to an absolute blinder with this. First one out of the gate.
Yep.
Bang,
you haven't
got
done
it correct.
Too well the last few, though.
I've been pretty good.
Nate, are you there?
Yep.
How old are you, Nate?
Seven.
Seven. And do you listen to our show often?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer, Nate.
And well when you think of Tommy, do you think of someone who's super smart?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
See? Very smart.
Did you know, Nate, that when I was your age, I was actually ranked the third smartest kid in my whole family?
Really?
Yeah. So you're in good hands here, bro. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Have you got
all right,
a question?
Nate, have you got a question for Tommy?
What is the difference between cold-blooded and warm-blooded?
Ooh, animals, yes. Good question, Nate. I've been wondering that for a long time, Tommy.
It's a great question, Nate, and thank you, and I'm so glad you asked because I've been wanting to get to this. This is actually my my strength.
Is it
because,
science?
Yes, and temperatures of bloods.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded animals, Nate, are cold-blooded, so their blood is cold. And warm-blooded animals, their blood's actually a bit warmer than those cold-blooded ones.
And why?
That's why when you see those, the cold-blooded ones, they're always lying out in the sun because they need to warm up their blood. That's why you see snakes and lizards and stuff lying in the sun. But then warm-blooded ones, we are in the fridge more often. You know, we're always like, what's in the fridge? What's in the fridge? Snakes never ask that question.
That's just not right.
Is that right?
No.
Well, don't ring in if you already know the
answer. Warm-blooded creatures like mammals and birds keep the inside of their bodies at a constant temperature.
Yes.
But cold-blooded creatures take on the temperature of the surroundings. So they're hot when their environment is hot and cold when their environment is cold. No, but cold-blooded animals are more active in warm environments. They're not sitting there laying about. They're darting around and they're very sluggish in cold environments.
Are they?
According to the sheet in front of me, they are.
Hey, Nate, did you know Carrie and me, one of us is warm-blooded and one of us is cold-blooded. Guess who's cold-blooded? Do you think it's me or do you think it's Carrie?
Who's more sluggish?
I love mum. What's your mum's name, Nate?
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Nate, who do you think is more sluggish?
Carrie.
I agree. Great stuff. Congratulations, Nate. Enjoy the Space Talk watch. See you, legend.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The weekend is nearly here, but before we get to that, let's do this.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy rapt or raw.
All right, I'll go first. I am rapt this week because finally the show started in the way I've been asking for it to start for so long. Finally it happened. co-producer Sonda in some kind of weird pre-show pump-up just rubbed both her breasts across my back.
What? You can't do that, mate.
The cupboard is really small. I was trying to squeeze past
him. I can get past him without my boobs touching
his
head.
Yeah, but your boobs are not as big as mine.
If it was trying to squeeze past me, why did it go one way, then the other, then back again?
Okay, I'm going to go next.
Okay.
Yes. I'm wrapped. But in my former sad life that I had when I was part of the Swamp family growing up, right, I was taught how to sew, okay? Now, you mock those days when Mum and I sat around the sewing machine.
Yes, I did.
That ability to sew came in handy at the weekend. I had a friend's 50th in Byron who says to me, you know this thing's black tie, yeah? Anyway, I didn't have a lot of options because I found out so late. So I grabbed a dress, just a black dress that I had in my cupboard. Everybody is wearing their black tie number.
Right.
Except for one person. I had a dress that I was going to wear and it would have fitted in very well with what this chap was wearing because this chap.
What was this chap wearing?
This chap was wearing...
Christopher, have a look at what this chap's wearing. We're all here in our black tie and this chap's wearing something ridiculous.
This chap was lovely, but he was a little bit underdressed.
Was he?
He obviously hadn't read the dress code and was wearing more of a floral Indonesian-esque style.
This chap's got straight off a plane from Bali and thinks it's still okay to wear sarong and doesn't realise he looks like an absolute sex pest.
Anyway, I felt so bad because the whole night, this chap's quite well known.
Is this chap famous?
He was wearing his Indonesian shirt. And then my black tie outfit, which didn't fit because I hadn't tried it on before we got on the plane, I was in the middle of having a great chat to, Julie Bishop. former foreign minister.
Yes.
And I looked down and my bits were hanging out.
Sorry?
And the split of my black dress had decided as I sat down to split right up to my navel.
Oh, you accidentally wore your swingers dress to the black
tie. Chris said to me, babe, close your legs. And then I was talking to...
First time he's ever said that.
There I was in the bathroom trying to sew up my bits.
You did.
While the chap was out there in his Indonesian shirt.
He didn't think of asking the chap if he could borrow his sarong.
Yeah,
I never thought you'd use that skill.
No, never thought I'd sit with a split skirt in front of Julie Bishop.
Hey, Javis, check this. Can we go back to guessing the chap that was in the Indonesian shirt from the party?
We've moved on.
We still have that unanswered guess that our great caller said.
No.
Okay, Buzz.
How's your week been, Buzz?
Buzz, are you raw that we didn't get to finish the game guess the chap?
Yes, I am actually a bit raw. So can we finish it now so we can end the week on a high?
No, we can't, mate.
All right. No, I am actually
unless
wrapped.
Unless you want to guess the chap that's been fired from our show.
Sonda. It'll be both of us.
I know, guys, I'm wrapped. I'm going to go as far to say it was a career highlight of mine because, the greatest moment of my career happened
it's
this week.
It's been a big career.
Well, it's even bigger now after this happened.
What word are you listening to?
Tommy will write something on a bit of paper and just by our ears.
With a Sharpie,
we have to, or maybe they can sponsor it anyway. They have to identify what word Tommy has written.
Nah, they'd probably want to sponsor a good game.
But
what word are you listening to?
Buzz.
I reckon I know it. So I feel like there was a double letter in there somewhere.
Yes, you heard two strokes of almost exactly the same. That's good.
So I think that's a double letter. I think it ends in a Y. Is it funny?
Oh, yeah! If only this was sponsored and we could give you some money, Buzz.
Or Sharpies, I'll take both.
How did you get that?
I mean, I just talked you through it.
Yeah, it was great.
that turned a terrible game into a good game.
Hey, that's a good game into an even better game, Buzzy. I reckon you've put it on the map. Thank you.
And we have ended the week in the right way. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we are back Monday.
Bye. Oh, Sonda, stay seated.
Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up Podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.